Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Courtney Tripp with 3B Soap Reviews. It's a rainy evening here at my house, and I have to go to my other job for a brief staff meeting after this. I have no desire to do so. So, I butch mother be with here with you guys and talking about days rather than going and being normal and doing all that other crap. But I'm going to have to make this pretty short, but there's plenty to say, and we've got plenty of time. So, today we're going to be talking about the Days of Our Lives mass actor exits. Yay! This is just the most awesome topic ever, but it has to be done. So, in the last week, really, last few days, we've just been hit with just a ton of bricks, all these different actors that are leaving, and even my sources have been blindsided by it. They're like, you know, I didn't really know that was coming. No, I wasn't aware. They have been able to keep things so hush-hush over there, I don't even know how they've done it. I have the entire list here. I think I want to talk about, first and foremost, Cassie DePaiva. Are you out of your mind? And, you know, it's not even one of those situations where she's like, oh, well, I'm going to go off and do my own thing, and it was just time for me to go. No, they made the choice to let her go. Are you out of your mind? Were you born under a bridge? Are you serious right now? I could come up with a million different things to say. It's absolutely the most idiotic thing I have ever heard in my life. Because she's literally one of the only draws for me right now. The only one of the very few draws that I have. And she will be with us still for the next several months. But that, I mean, and she'll be actually singing on the Christmas special for a little bit longer. But I have no idea how she's going to exit. I'm not even really sure. But she's leaving, and I'm not happy about it. And she frustrates the crap out of me. I'd just rather not even discuss that one. But I don't know. Yeah, I guess, see, I'm so speechless about the whole thing because it doesn't make any sense to me. They're killing off or getting rid of all these different people. Now, there's a few more that really surprise me and that don't make any sense to me. I was under the firm belief from his own mouth, not going anywhere, Guy Wilson will be leaving Days of Our Lives as Will Horton. Now, how in the heck that's even, I can't even fathom that. Sammy Bray's son is going to be gone. And the worst part about it is they're freaking killing him. Will's going to die. Sammy just lost EJ, and now she's going to lose Will. Are you kidding me? Now, you know, I know Ken Corday had made a comment about once an actor is dead after September 1st of 2015, they stay dead. Yeah, everything comes out of your mouth a lie anyway. So I'm not even going to believe that. I'm just hoping that there's some reason why Will would do that. Die. Why would you die? Like, why would you do that? I'm just wondering what your reason is. It's just really frustrating. That's a key character. And this is the thing. They're not killing characters that don't matter. Everything's cool. Clyde's alive, and that's all that matters. Abby's alive. Ben's alive. All of that good. Oh, thank God. Rafe's still alive. Oh, thank God. Why are they killing key characters? Let's move on. So, before we move on, actually, Sammy's coming back into town with a vengeance. I think it has something to do with EJ. And I've honestly been left with the impression as well that it is about EJ. But obviously, it's going to be about Will, too. And this is another thing, and I'm just going to go ahead and shut this shit down right now. This whole thing about, you know, everybody's like, oh, well, Will will die, and Lucas and Sammy will reunite. Okay, Allison Sweeney is not back on contract. She's not there for very long, so you can get that out of your head. It's not happening. It's not happening. So just shut up about it. Now we have Freddie Smith is returning today as Sonny. He just left. What is the point in that? I love Freddie, don't get me wrong, but I don't understand why they're doing that. I know it has to do with Will, but it's like, could you make up your mind? And then, of course, Chloe will be back in town to deal with another death. Daniel, Jonas, is dying. He's not going to be killed by a serial killer, so I can go ahead and confirm that, but I'm sure most of you know that already, but he won't be killed by the serial killer. But he will die. And that's not okay. He's a key character. Now, I know I've talked crap about Daniel and Jennifer in the past, and, you know, he's annoyed me and all this other stuff, but that's going to rot the living crap out of Salem when he dies. We just lost Paige, and Cassie DePiva killed it in that morgue scene with Paige. It really hit home, and it was very, very similar. It has a similar feel, not as intense, obviously, but a very similar feel to Sammy and EJ's morgue scene. That was a pretty intense scene, too. See who else. We have a lot of people coming 2 days. I guess I don't know what they're doing. Camila Vanis is back as Gabby. A. Hernandez. I'm so stupid. Martinez. He will be a Hernandez, actually. Sorry. But he's coming, and he's Eve's ex-husband and Rafe's father. Kind of a weird combination is that. Everybody's really excited about that. But yeah, Camila Vanis is back as Gabby. That's pretty neat. I liked her. I was dead. You know, I don't really remember the previous Gabby that well. I do remember her, but I mean, I just kind of, you almost forget that they exist, I guess. So, it's basically 1, 2, 3 people. 3 major characters are, 2 are being killed and 1 we don't know about. So, if they kill Eve, I'm not going to be happy at all. That will infuriate me. I'm going to be completely real with you. Like, you're gonna hear so much noise out of me, you're not even going to want to hear any of it if they kill her. I'm going to be mad, and that's putting it lightly. They have a lot of people coming from other shows. We've got 2 actors from All My Children coming, and they're we're looking at 2016 with them, and we've still got some other things, you know. Let's see, we've got the new Brat Pack, as they like to call that. Everybody's grown up. Theo, Chloe. Who was that kid's name? All of a sudden, I'm just losing it. Aiden's son. What the heck? I don't remember his name all of a sudden. Everybody's grown up, so that's gonna be pretty cool. Hope and Bo. You know, we were really... I know people were really hoping for kind of like a reuniting kind of thing between the two of them, and I don't think it's going to be on that level because, and obviously it's not been something that has been, not that I've seen published. I just know from talking to several different sources that Rafe and Hope are going to be a thing. Well, that's weird. It's just, I don't get it, okay? And I'm not being hateful. I just don't get it. I'm not even going to expand on that idea. But I don't get it. I don't understand it at all. But like I said, you know, Sammy will be back for a little while. Supposedly we'll get some sort of jammy material where that's concerned. I never even gave out the guest call-in number, which I normally do at the beginning of the show. I was just, we've got so much going on. 646-929-1538. And again, that number is 646-929-1538. And you're welcome to call in and sound off about how you're feeling about these exits and some of the entrances. And I finally saw the Days promo with Andre. That was exciting. And then Marlena gets attacked. But Marlena doesn't die. At first, she thinks that Chad is to blame, but obviously he's not at first. That's what she thinks. But no. Marlena survived. And then now they've started this quest to find Bo and all this fun stuff. I know that some people that are veteran watchers excited because it's you know, they, all of their favorite, you know, actors and stuff are getting airtime and coming back. And I know that that's good for y'all because you deserve that. You deserve that. But at the same time, you know, the other people that they're killing off, they're not chopped liver. I mean, like, what is that? You don't have to kill people off. I don't know what it is with Days and killing people. You know? Like, there's so many deaths. I'm like, how many deaths can you have in a small town? I'm like, these are, like, legitimate people. Like, it's too much for me. And I've not been watching because I'm so busy with so many other things, and it drives me crazy. But I'm still stuck on the fact that I think Ben might be the killer. But I know this coming week is when we find out. And it's still, to me, I think it might be Ben. I don't think, if it's Clyde, I'm going to go, that is the most planned thing that I've ever seen. I knew that was going to happen, kind of thing. That I don't want to believe that Days is that predictable, because I possibly could be. I just don't know. It's like when you look at the pattern of the people that have been killed, it's like, I don't know. Maybe. I also thought it might have been Andre. Hope not. Probably isn't. But it could be. There's just a lot, you know, people are just swirling around, just rumor after rumor after rumor, and I know that that's the name of the game, and people are going to sit around and just make up crap to go by. I understand that. You know, I'll be the first to admit, you know, there are times where there's just these dry spells where the sources just don't know, you know, and when they do, I mean, obviously, I've been in the past that person. I'm like, oh man, I don't want to have to tell somebody this, you know, kind of thing. And I have shared things with, you know, family that watches. I have several family members that watch Days and Young and the Restless. And it's just ever since kind of changed, and there were so many different changes where the show was concerned. It was so quick, you know, so many actors were leaving, the sets were changing, everything was just changing, so much change. They tighten their rope on spoilers and anything that gets out, the actor returns. And there's supposed to be some in 2016. There's still some returns we don't know about. Now, these are returns, and I can't really think of anybody really that I would be all that excited about except Christy Clark. I would love it if Carrie would come back. But other than that, I mean, I can't really honestly think. I know Philip Kiriakis is being replaced, and he'll be there around Christmas. But, I mean, other than that, I can't really think of anybody that I would just, oh, it's a secret, and then finding out what it is, I'm like, oh. I don't really, the only thing is I sit here and I just pray that it's James Scott, and I know that's probably not. But you can't blame me for hoping. I always say the same thing, and I'll repeat it probably every single show. The utilization of these characters is just whack. I don't understand why it is that they just don't seem to have the ability to grasp the kind of talent that they have. And they've got some good talent, they've got some bad talent. And all these brand new actors and, you know, the new troubled teen in town. What? Is this Degrassi? Like, what? No, it's Days of Our Lives. Can we not center around little kids? You know, when it's being centered around the whole thing with JJ, the only reason why that flew, because of the fact that he was having an affair with his girlfriend's mother, you know? That story flew for me. It was gross to some people, but I was actually quite entertained by it. But the whole thing, you know, Kyle and, you know, Paige and her drama at high school and all this stuff, and Sierra and her little dramas and stuff like that, I'm like, oh, God, really? You know, they just don't know what direction to take it. And they seem to be doing it better in some areas. And then in others, I'm like, yeah, and you know what? No. The Stephen Kayla thing is really good. I really do like it. I love Kayla. You know, I love that character. But, you know, the whole Justin, Adrian, Lucas triangle, really is left me cold. I'm not really feeling that. I know they have the ability to create something, but it is Dena Higley we're talking about. It is Josh Griffith we're talking about. So I can't sit here and say, I just know they're going to give us material that I can't wait to see next week. I don't have that attitude where the two of them are concerned. They disappoint me out the rear end, and that's just never going to change. And it just cracks me up that they still feel the need to bring back writers that tank their show. And I know that their ratings are up in the last 8 months in the 18 to 49 women's category. I know that. But also I think that a big reason for that is because it's attracting people to come back to see what happens to Bo, and the fact they know that it's getting closer to time for Andre, it's getting closer to time for Sammy, and so people are trying to catch up on these things. And I know that a big attraction has been the Steve and Kayla thing. I know that the Salem serial killer is a big thing people are starting to get interested in because it's a throwback, you know? It's Salem Stalker all over again. So it's like people are drawn to that because they want to solve the mystery. They're being given something to participate in. And so in that sense, I think that it's a smart move. And I do commend them for that. They're doing something correct because, you know, ratings were up. It doesn't change anything for me personally, just because of the fact that I've got my investment, and I'm always going to be invested in the fact that I just need EJ to be alive. That's all I'm going to say about it. So we'll see what happens this coming week. I can't wait to talk about Andre. I'm so excited about that. And talk about what happens this week is, I think, going to be a page turner. I'm really excited about it. We're excited about who the serial killer is. You know, it's going to be cool. So next Sunday, it'll be good times. Be the Sunday before I leave for my very, very special trip. And the following Sunday after that, I will actually be airing from my destination, and that is going to be freaking awesome. And I think I'm going to actually make a video. I think we're going to do a video commentary instead of audio. We may have an audio, like a side one, but I'm thinking we're going to do video for that one. So that's pretty much it. And, you know, I know that normally I'm just more informative than this. So this is where I sit. I sit here and I think, takes a rock to rock. And for those of you that have no idea what I'm referencing, what will be. Thank you so much, Dorset. I can't change anything, and neither can you. And I know that so many people are like, this show's tanking. And then there's some people out here going, this is the best days I've ever seen. We all have our opinions. I'm just speechless. And when I'm stuttering about it, I'm like, what? You know, I think that ever since I found out that Guy Wilson and Kathy DeViva were leaving, even Sean Christian leaving, and the way they're leaving, I'm just like, these people cannot get any dumber. They just can't. There's no way they can get any dumber, and then they do. So hopefully this week will situation to make things better. So I'm hoping with Andre's return, we're going to see some development and things are going to move forward. I'm just a Damara fanatic, and so I'm just really wanting to see more of that. I'm tired of the whole Chad situation. So I'm going to cut this short because I got to run out and live my life, all that other BS. But next Sunday, I'll be here, and we're going to talk Dave again. Hopefully we'll have better news, because nobody likes to be sad, right? Hopefully we'll have something good to report. If we don't, then I'll ruin your Sunday next week too. So follow us on Twitter at 3B Soap Reviews, and then Courtney Trip TV on YouTube, and then add me on Facebook, or follow 3B Soap Reviews on Facebook. I love you guys. Thank you for being so supportive and for being troopers and sticking it out despite the fact that days is just not what it used to be for us. For some of you, maybe. But for me and my gang, not so much. So I'll see you next Sunday at the regular time of 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We out.